This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the need to diffuse wrath in our society. And a few days ago, I read an article in the Chicago Tribune that I just found very disturbing. The article is titled, "Chicago's Most Violent Neighborhoods Brace for Deadly Summer." And the article goes on to talk about it. They interview a couple of mothers, and one mother even says she really wants to see her son, but she's so grateful that he's away at college and he's going to stay away at college and not come home this summer. So isn't that something to choose from? Wanting to see your child, but rather not, because you know he'll be safer where he is. And so when I think about that, and I think about what I've learned in the scriptures, I think about when Abigail had to diffuse wrath immediately to save the life of her husband. And her husband, Nabal, was in a drunken stupor. He called David an outlaw. David was ready to retaliate and to take his life on the spot. But Abigail, as the scriptures say, acted quickly and brought David and his men what they originally asked for. And that type of just calmness and humility brought peace to the situation, and she successfully diffused it. The words that teach us are, "You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask." James 4, 1 through 2. Tomorrow, let's talk about being merry. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection, because others desire to be inspired. So today, you just might have to be like Abigail and diffuse wrath if it's around you.